I was at home raising three small kids between four and new, and I had been writing for a long time. Started as poetry, but then I was finding that I was able to improvise melody really well when I was reading my kids' stories, and I would just sort of like have some fun making up songs all of the time. So I started taking my poems and trying to kind of make them sing. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for someone to work with local, and I saw Bobby's website and it said artist development. And I thought, I definitely need some development. So I came to him kind of singing these melodies, and I had the lyrics kind of worked out and I had it all storyboarded. And then we got to work kind of working on an album. We started in 2015 in pre-production. And I was kind of a reluctant artist because I was a housewife. Mm-hmm. And I loved to perform. I'd been in bands for a little while by that time. My first band was a classic rock band. So I didn't wear a lot of clothes, and I wore more makeup than clothes most of the time. But I quite liked it. And I didn't mind being on stage for 3-4 hours a night. And even when I was getting up at 6 a.m. after getting home at 4 a.m, I just really liked it. So I did a couple of little tests to see whether I was going to like the work of it, because mm-hmm. I think that's really important. And then, yeah, we just worked on the record together. And ever since then, I've continued to write songs and play shows. And that album was released in 2017. And a bunch of the songs got radio play. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to get some grants and do like Project Wild and do a bunch of things with that. I get some recognition from industry. And I've been teaching now back for a few years. And I just decided it was time to just get back on the saddle and start releasing music again.
I was going to say, so your debut album, The Diary of a Housewife, that came out in 2017.
Yeah.
And it was on the charts for like 14 weeks consecutively. Yeah. So how did it feel?
Yeah, it was very weird because I really do love people and I love country music and I love telling a story. But as extroverted as I am, I'm quite shy. Mm-hmm. And the songs are very personal. Like when I say torn from the pages of real life, they are. So they're often about things that I've experienced or observed. So just to like lay your heart out like that is a little, it's very vulnerable. And so I enjoyed it, but I was kind of like, is this actually happening? Like, am I doing this? Even today when I was leaving work, I'm like, I just got to go to a radio spot. Everything I do, I love deeply. And yeah, every opportunity I get to sing and play and write and be around musicians, it's just such a blessing, I find.
And so yeah, like the debut album came out in 2017. Now we're in 2025.
Yeah.
Do you notice a difference in like the small Alberta music industry from like then to now? Was it hard to come back?
Not really.
That's good.
I think what's different, COVID really made it hard for people to leave their houses. Mm-hmm. So I think looking at things differently, like, you know, maybe you're going to play like, we just sold out Rican Distillery, their smaller room. There were 61 people there. Its capacity is only 50. So it's playing smaller rooms, but just encouraging people to go out and experience fellowship with other people. Because yeah, you can stream it online and you can have that experience, but there's nothing like live music other than live music. I think people are starting to really appreciate the lived experience of community. I think it's coming back, but I think it's different because I think COVID really created a lot of anxiety and disrupted social connections.
Yeah.
So I think people just have to be encouraged, nudged a little bit.
Yeah, guys,
and it's like going to the gym.
Yes.
Like once you get there, you're like, yes, yay, this is awesome. But I think I really felt that at our last show, like people were, they were there. Like they were in it.
So you have a new song out, Barbed Wire Dreams. Can you tell us a little bit on what it's about, why you chose to write it?
Yeah, so it started out, I was in Calgary. I was taking a program at the National Music Center. I was going back and forth every week from Edmonton on the bus. My family was here, my kids and husband, and I was traveling Monday through Friday down to Calgary. And that's how sort of the concept started at Barbed Wire Dreams, because I felt like we're all just cutting teeth on barbed wire dreams. Like everybody's got their own version of a barbed wire dream where there's both like pain and pleasure. So yeah, and then I brought it to Bobby and he does his magic and sort of I'll have ideas for melody. And he thought, well, he wanted to change a couple things in the chorus, and I think back and I think that was the right move, man. Like that's what we needed to do. So I have great respect for Bobby, and I think when you work with somebody in songwriting, you really have to respect the person and you have to look at the gifts that they bring to that process. And I feel like everything we work on together just becomes better. Mm-hmm. So I decided, you know, we just worked it through, and it's in my life right now, you know, like everybody, there's things going on, and I always feel like growing up singing country songs and I end up living country songs. Mm-hmm. And this song is bringing me some solace even in my personal life at the moment. So it's kind of neat to see that come full circle.
That's awesome. And so then before we get into the song, you do have a performance happening at June 3rd. Can you tell us where it is and what kind of presence do you bring to a stage?
Yeah, I'm a little bit, I've got a little bit of energy. Bobby does too, but I'm trying to tell you a story. Like mm-hmm. I want you to feel, if you come to my show, that you know me well and I know you well, that we've had this conversation at my kitchen table and we've talked about what it all means and we've cried together and we've laughed together and we've thought about our own ridiculousness together and we've bonded. And that's how I kind of want it to feel.
Can I comment on you?
Go ahead.
I've experienced Andrew objectively, even playing guitar. She's a great front person and she's a great singer. Like, and her voice has come so far, but it just draws from all the wells of all the greats. Demi Lou, Dolly, and then she adds her storytelling. She's really unique in her lyric, but it's a high energy show, but it's a real listener show too. It's got lots of ebbs and flows in it. Engaging.
I feel like I want to kind of sit on your lap energetically, but not in a way that's weird. It's in a way that we're together. That's what good songs do, is they bring you to a place of understanding, mutual understanding.